Chris Mortensen moving to a team that should be feeling a great deal of confidence, despite the fact that their run defense, to me, has not proven itself. You look back at that game Sunday night with the Patriots, why did the Patriots not simply try to stuff the ball down that Indianapolis run defense throw, given the fact that Maroney and Corey Dillon are proven at this point to be dominant enough without too much trickery?
Yeah, and you know, the numbers suggest that they did not get away from the run. In other words, you see 35 rushes and what have you, but if your eyes, you know, game, the way the game played out, they did not stick with it. I mean, the Denver Broncos the week before, even though they had lost to the Colts in that last second drive by Manning, you know, they actually stuck to the run and moved the ball up and down the field. I expected the Patriots to do the same thing. They got a great offensive line. They got the two big running backs. I know they got a great, great quarterback in Tom Brady. But it's the first time I thought Bill Belichick kind of, I don't know, I've second-guessed him in a long time, because it's almost as if when Peyton Manning took the Colts down for a couple of touchdowns early, it's almost like he said, oh my goodness, we're going to have a shootout here. And he panicked, and he lost Rodney Harrison, and that might have been another reason.
Yeah, I wonder about that, because to me, this is the first time, really, of even including the Super Bowl teams, when New England, I think, has the potential for a pretty dominant running game as well. So now New England, which has a pretty darn good record, also is coming back from losses, is playing the Jets. Len Dawson, what do you think is going to happen?
Let's go back to Belichick. How about the week before against Minnesota, who had a good run defense? He said, forget about the run, I'm going to throw, and he was successful. So they probably figured, you know, against the Colts, well, we can do whatever we want. We've got Tom Brady back here. But Tom Brady, early on, as I was watching that ball game, threw a ball up for grabs that was intercepted in the end zone, something that he was should never have done, because there were two defenders back there with just one receiver. But this is a good football team, and they've got good leadership on that team, and they've been through this before. So I don't think it's going to be a major problem for New England to play the Jets, particularly since there's a great rivalry between these two teams.
Nick, I'd like to add that real quick.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Chris.
I know we're in a hurry. That is, I still see the Patriots and the Chargers as great threats to the Colts, because either one of those teams go to Indianapolis and play, I still believe they are tremendous threats to the Colts.